Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome. It's a joy to be with you once again to share another hour, to share messages from those across the veil. It is so exciting to be here, and it's so exciting to be able to be on the program and connecting with those that are across the veil and bringing words of encouragement and hope and love and light. It's such an honor. I can never express the feeling that I feel when I begin a program or I'm beginning to make connections for other people and helping bring those words across. It's just such a thrill. The program's a time of sharing those kind of messages. We're accepting calls during the program, answering your questions, seeing if maybe we can make a possible connection with those that are across the veil. They've reminded me to tell you when you receive a message that it may not always seem exactly somebody or something that you recognize or a situation that you recognize. They're telling me that sometimes it might seem like that situation is not quite right. They're saying, wait, give it time, because they're going to show you that answer. They're going to show you that how it really is a connection that is right. And sometimes it just seems like, when we talk to people, that sometimes we feel like, that name didn't sound quite like a name that I know, but then all of a sudden down the road you're going to find out, oh, wow, I understand that connection now. I understand that meaning of that. So they're saying always make note of it. Keep it kind of in your back of your mind if something didn't quite seem to fit just right or didn't quite seem to gel just right, because it is going to. It is going to give you the answer. It is going to give you the insight of it. It is going to come in the proper time, in the proper awareness that you'll have at the time when it does come in. I also am wanting to let you know that I do offer one-on-one readings. I do offer one-on-one connections. It can be done in person. It can be done on the phone. It can be done via the internet. And it can be done through online connections. So if you're interested in having a reading or interested in going further and getting some communication, getting some clarity from something maybe you've heard on the program or that, check it out on my website, whitewolfapril.com. And you can find out how much it costs and how to go ahead and set that up, because I would love to be able to share some of these messages further with some of the listeners. I've had a couple folks who have communicated with me and who have shared with me, and we've been able to bring in more insight and more awareness into some of the messages that I get just the brief little snippings of during the program to bring in that word of encouragement. And they've been able to move forward with that, and they've been able to be blessed more with that. So I want to offer that to all the listeners to the program, that is something that can be done. That is something that can happen, and it can happen with much confidence, and it can happen in a safe environment where you feel that you can receive your messages without any concerns. something new that I'm feeling I want to share with you is that I'm interviewing people who may want to purchase a little bit of time on air to advertise their business or advertise their product. And if you're interested in that, please feel free to contact me, because on some of the programs it'll help with us a little bit as we're covering the costs, and it'll help you as well get your messages and your product out there as well. There is someone, and I believe this is a group of people, that there is some negativity that is stealing your light. There is something happening out there that is stealing your personal light. It's stealing your personal higher vibration. It is stealing your personal movement forward, that there's some negativity, and they're saying that stay away from the negative Nellies. They're saying stay away from that energy of negativity that comes from the negative people that you are actually being around, that you're actually connecting with. And it's happening in a manner that's not something that you're real aware of it. It's kind of one of those in conversations that'll come across and it'll happen and you didn't realize that it was happening until it's kind of too late, till the situations and the conversations have gone into play and you're thinking and you're wondering, wait a minute, that was a really negative time or a negative experience, and they're wanting me to help you to realize you need to be aware of the negative Nellies, is the word that they're using. So I'm assuming that that statement is really going to connect with somebody that's listening, that they're really going to be able to understand what is meant by that because of that name or that statement that apparently is something you have heard, is apparently something that you have experienced or have an awareness of. That negativity is stealing your light. It's stealing the higher frequency vibration that you like to operate at. It's holding you back. It's keeping you from receiving some of the wisdom, some of the insight, some of the teachings that your personal path has been really leading towards. They're saying that this negativity, as it's coming out not only in words, but it's coming out in actions. That some of the actions are counterproductive to the higher frequency. Some of the reactions that other people are having, kind of that knee-jerking type of reaction, is creating that negative vibration, is creating that negativity, which is holding things back from flowing in. Also, they're showing me that somebody is not allowing themselves to receive. They're not allowing themselves to move past that negative vibration and receive the message that wants to come through because of being caught in this negative cycle. It's very uncomfortable to be in this place for you. It's very uncomfortable for, and you're still trying to figure out how to push past it, how to push beyond it, how to move through it and become more aware or more able to move forward from this negativity. I see that I have a caller. Lisa, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April.
Hi.
How can I help you? I was saying I feel like in a way you're talking to me, but I'm not a group of people. I'm just one person.
That's a lot of times what they're saying, is that there might be like a person. I see that you're in California, and there may be somebody over in Pennsylvania, and there may be somebody in Florida that's having this type of situation happen to them, is what they mean when they say that.
I see. Well, I am going, like, I have like this, we'll call it this fear that I'm overcoming, and I've been working on it for a long time. Seems like it comes and goes depending on what month it is.
Okay.
But I wanted to know if I'm making good progress, and it's in relationship to work, and if I'm making good progress, and if you see work coming my way soon.
Okay. I believe that you're kind of breaking up a little bit on me, so I'm going to kind of I don't know if it's just the phone connection. I believe you said you're looking at your relationship and wanting to see if your relationship is going to work, correct?
No, I said work.
Your work relationship, okay. Your work situation is, you're not going to like to hear this. You're going to have about 3 more months of being at the place where you're at right now.
Well, I'm unemployed.
Okay. You've got about 3 more months of that is what they're showing me. Are you able to draw unemployment? Because they're saying something about extensions. So I'm assuming they're talking about unemployment extensions. They're saying about there's some kind of extension and that you've got probably about 3 more months of being where you're at. Then you're really going to get onto a roll and things are really going to pick up. It's kind of like you're in that, they're showing me a freight train. It's kind of like you're in the freight train and you're just starting to come out of the station and the wheels are just starting to get rolling. And that once you get going and once things get moving, you're going to move through much faster and much sturdier. I'm asking them as I'm relaying this to you, I'm asking what can you do to help possibly expedite
that? That's what I was going to ask.
And don't you love it when they do that? They were telling me that there is some type of, I'm not understanding all of this, so I'm just going to give it to you and I'm going to let you resonate with it, how it resonates with you. There is some type of schooling or learning. I don't see you going to like a university, but I see you learning something that they're saying is going to help push this through faster.
Okay, I know exactly what they mean.
Okay, thank you, because I wasn't getting it as far as, because it's not mine, it's yours. It's a personal thing for you. And as far as the work goes, like I said, once you get out of the station, it's really going to roll very nicely and things are going to feel much more comfortable for you.
So I should just be patient. Is this also, I'm going to ask a second question really quick, does this also have an effect on the relationship area too? I'm single right now.
Okay. Then you did have a relationship question. Okay. I wasn't imagining things.
I guess I did.
The relationship thing, are you seeing a gentleman friend? Because I'm actually seeing 2 gentlemen around you. Are you seeing somebody at this point in time?
I have an ex, and I have a, what can I say? I have someone that's interested in me that I'm not interested in.
Okay. Those must be the 2 that you have around you. There is actually one of them is blocking you from being open to receiving from another person into your space. One of them has created that negative vibration. There we go with some of that negativity that's kind of blocking you from moving forward. It's blocking you from the right person being able to come through. So I'm not sure which one it is.
It's the X.
Okay, so what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to do some unconditional love healing work that you send to him so that you can then put up a healthy boundary for yourself that says, I love you unconditionally, but you're not going to do this anymore. You're not going to hold me back anymore. You're not going to create limitations for me anymore. I need to be able to have, I have the right to be loved and to love. And when you send that type of unconditional love out from your auric field, out from your body, your being, your essence to him, that's going to begin to heal his, whatever it is he's feeling and why he's putting up that block.
Got you. Okay.
And then once you get through that, then yes, then, you know, I'm actually seeing two or three gentlemen that are going to come in that are going to be possible suitors for you, you know, possible people that you could actually, you know, go have dinner with or spend time with and then, you know, decipher from there who, what, where, and when. They're also telling me to tell you as you're doing this to create a listing of what you're not willing to accept in a person and what you are willing to accept in a person and keep that list in front of yourself so that you can draw into yourself that higher frequency.
Got you. Will do. Well, great.
Yeah. Does that help?
Yeah, that does a lot.
Very good. Do you have any other questions?
Nah, that's good enough. I'm going to go do my homework.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful rest of the day, and thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot, April.
Bye-bye. as I was sharing on the negative Nellies out there, and I love it when people can connect with it and they say, I know that this is something that's coming in for me. And I love that when it happens because it's just exciting. And as I was explaining to her, when I tell her, when I say it's for a group of people, there's more than likely two or three other folks out there who are experiencing very similar things or similar situations where that is happening. And that doesn't mean that you're a group of people together, but that there's a group of different people in different locations hearing that message. Like, I feel that there's a woman here in my home state that is feeling that type of negativity, and that it comes into her household and it comes into her life when her partner comes back from being away. Many of the people up here in their living situations, the husband or the wife work on what's called the slope up on the pipeline. And they'll come in and out for 1 or 2 weeks at a time, and they're gone for like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and they come back for 2 or 3 weeks, and they go back, and that type of thing. And that this particular person, the message, I'm really feeling this for her, is that negative vibration she feels when her spouse comes home, that heaviness that comes in, that heavy negativity that comes in because of they've worked so hard. They've spent so many hours on the clock. You know, you figure if somebody's up there for 2 weeks and they're working, you know, 12-hour days and they're working 7 days a week, they've just put in a lot of hard, long hours. And they're tired and they're exhausted and their expectation levels are high, and they're sharing those same expectation levels with you because that's what's been pushed at them during the time frame while they've been there. And they're telling me that if you can, similar to what they were just sharing with this last caller, if you can send that vibration of unconditional love, if you can send that unconditional love of acceptance and warmth and kindness and not having that feeling of, oh dear, I've got to keep this, I've got to do that, I've got to be here, I've got to be there, and I need to do just this just right and that just right. Be yourself. Sending in that unconditional love, being yourself, maybe sitting down on the sofa next to him and, you know, and just kind of having some close time together of that unconditional love and helping him realize that he's not still in that environment and those expectations are not expected of him. When he's at home, he's allowed to decompress is the word that I'm hearing, allowing himself to not have to feel that negativity, not have to feel that expectation push that he's feeling while he's at work. And I'm also hearing that this is somebody in the state of Ohio, because I'm seeing the actual state of Ohio, that this is a very similar situation and a very similar thing that's happening there, that your husband, when he comes home from work, he's just toasted, he's just fried, and the expectations are really, really heavy on him. It feels like he may be in a financial institutional type of position, where he's feeling and just kind of bombarded with this financial stress that's going on. And they're saying for me to share with you, to share that unconditional love that you had as when you were in the honeymoon stage. For some reason I'm hearing as you were in the honeymoon stage. Share that love and that support and that kindness so that when he comes home, that he's actually entering into a place in his life and in his home where he can feel comfort, where he can feel safe, where he can feel, I can let my hair down, so to speak. I don't have to hold this high vibration of expectations and this not a high vibration as in a good high vibration within your spiritual, but this high frequency of life path, like this things that are just really pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing on him, that type of thing, helping him with that, being able to move through that. I've had a number of emails that have come through in this past couple days since the program on Monday, and I wanted to take a minute and address some of them over the air. There's some that I've been able to email back and communicate back with people, but these are emails that I've received this morning, and I want to, and I have emailed all of them back and told them that we're going to see if we can make a connection on the air, because they said they would be listening to the program today. And I want to share the messages with them that way and if you're one of those listeners and you don't get your personal email answered, please send me back another email and say, hey, you didn't get mine, and that's probably because I didn't have a message for you. But I'm going to kind of go through the list of them here. I have a Rebecca, and she's asking, why does it seem like she has more strength now, that her life feels like she's always been kind of the weaker one, she's always kind of been the one held back, and why is it now all of a sudden she's feeling stronger? Why is it all of a sudden now she's feeling like she's kind of on the front line of things, is the way she had worded it? And the answer that I'm hearing to give back to you is that it's safe now for you to be powerful. You now have moved into a much more loving space. You have moved into a much more state of compassion, where had you had the strength and had you had this power, I'm almost feeling like this power is to the type of degree and type of level that you're sharing with me, this new strength that you have could have actually done harm and actually been used in a way that was not for the highest good. So you were kind of held back, and through the processes that you've gone through, the healings that you've gone through, the situations that you've gone through that have moved you to this place where you've gained this new strength has been the schools, it's been the teachers, it's been the lessons that you've learned that have now made it safe for you to be in that place, that have now made it safe for you to stand there with your shoulders, you have broad shoulders, your structural build is, you're not slender in build, you have broad shoulders, and it's kind of like you come through energetically, you're now coming through with a lot of confidence. You had to develop that, you had to grow in that, and you had to learn that. If there's more that you would like in that answer, if you have a few questions that came from that, please feel free to send me another email and I'll be happy to answer it that way. Another email is, I feel like I'm on a spiritual high, but I feel like everybody is trying to pull me down. What I'm hearing to share with you is, do not allow them. You have come to this place where you're at through the processes that you have done, building your strength, building your confidence, building your courage. I'm actually seeing what looks like a grandmother from the other side who is coming into the situation, who is coming into where you're at, and is being very supportive, being very helpful, kind of really helping you understand where you're at. Don't let others take away from you your personal truth. You've come into a greater understanding of your own personal power. You've come into a greater understanding of what your calling is. You're not questioning that so much. You're working from the solar plexus. You're drawing from the solar plexus, from that core, from the seat of who you are. Don't let people dim that. Don't let people put your spark out. Don't let them take that away from you. As you let your spark be seen by other people, know that that's going to stimulate them to want to change and kind of move to a place where you're at. Because right now they're looking at you and they're saying, wow, what happened to her? What happened to, why is she? What's going on? And as they see you still holding on to that and not being drawn back down by situations, but being able to keep moving forward and staying on that high level, on that higher frequency, you're actually going to spark them to begin to move themselves up. They're gonna start being hungry for it themselves. They're gonna start wanting to be in that same place as you are, by your example. Also in this, I'm hearing that you have a spouse. You didn't mention a spouse in this, but you have a spouse that is operating in fear. This spouse is scared to death of what they're seeing you do. And I don't like to use that term, but it's what I'm feeling. They're sitting back and they're just kind of like, wait a minute, wow, whoa, hold on, one second, this is, and it's because they're in a state of fear. They're seeing the situation as something that's fearful. you need to let them know that you're moving in love and light and healing, that you're not doing anything that's going to cause harm to them or to yourself or to another person, that what you are doing and what you have learned, because you learned to balance yourself, you're going to want to balance that energy that's around him as well, so that he can feel more confident, so that he can feel more at ease in your space, and then he can kind of get a hold of that same process, that same thing, as what you're going through and what you're experiencing. It's just one of those things that you're going to have to learn how to find the balance in it. You're going to have to be able to find the balance in it. Another email I got is, and I'm kind of condensing them so that I'm only sharing the part of the message of what people are looking for. This one says, it feels like somebody has clipped my wings. What I'm feeling on this, and from the rest of the email, what I'm feeling on this is that your wings have not been clipped, but you're at a stage and at a point in your growth and in your walk where I've often shared this on the program, that oftentimes what happens is when we're going through our life situations, it's kind of like we're sitting in the middle of this great big football field, and we're at this little desk, and it's just us sitting there, and we have all these bleachers out around us, and there's a big blackboard in front of us. And as we're going through life's learning, and as we're going through life situations, there's teachers that will come down to that blackboard, and they'll teach us. They'll be giving us information. They'll be giving us insight. We'll be gaining new knowledge. We'll be learning old knowledge as it comes back forward. Those type of things happen. And what they're showing me is that you're actually in one of those times where you have the teacher that you have just been spending time with, the experiences you've just been going through in life, that master, that teacher, that guide has moved back up to the bleachers, and another new one is moving in. This one is coming in. There's three of them actually coming together that are going to be giving you a new teaching. So this is a time of kind of going, okay, I'm getting ready for the next new thing. They're giving you kind of a little bit of a breather in between the time that you're spending with this old teacher and this new teacher that's coming in. So your wings haven't been clipped. They're just giving you a minute to take a breath before you start another learning process, is what it feels like in response to other parts of your question as well. Another person I had sent an email that says, I can't quiet my mind long enough to meditate, and that's all that was in that email. It was just a quick little blurb, a quick little message, and one of the things I want to share with you is I do have a teaching CD on quieting the mind, and that is something you can check out on my website and products. It is a skill. It is a practice to be able to get that committee that's in our mind to be quiet. It is a skill and it is a practice to get them to go out of session. A lot of times things are just, we're constantly wanting to conquer the world. We're constantly wanting to solve this dilemma, solve that problem, do this, do that. And that's what's going on in your mind. You have all of these activities happening. You've got all of these adventures happening. And when it's time for you to sit down and meditate, it's just not happening because everything is still going so fast, and it's still moving so fast in your mind. So number one, you don't want to sit down and try to do a meditation that's a long meditation. Give it a minute. Give it 2 minutes. Just sit there and say to the mind, we're going to be quiet for a minute. Set a little timer and just be quiet for a minute. As you start gaining a little bit more control over that, and as it begins to be a little bit easier, up your time. You may now go up to 2 or 3 minutes. And just slowly, gradually graduate that time upward. Do not move that time backwards. Do not move that time in a way where you feel like, I have to be able to do this, I have to be able to do that, when it's going to come in as a slow process because you are so busy, because you have so much going on constantly in your mind. You have so many things that are happening. And they're wanting me to share that with you, that don't feel like you're failing. Don't feel like because you can't sit down and do an hour-long meditation that you have failed, because that's not the case at all. They're saying, know that your meditation time will come, but you need to build it up slowly and you need to learn how to quiet the mind. One of the things that happens a lot of times is people don't realize that, have you ever been in the middle of having a conversation and all of a sudden realize that you don't know what you're supposed to say next because you can't remember it? The mind and the mouth can't talk to and think together. They just, it's not something that's humanly possible to do. So one of the things I teach in one of the beginning classes of meditation is to realize that you have to quiet the mind by finding a way to make it quiet. So oftentimes we'll have a class and we'll have, you know, a number of people in there, and I'll tell them, when your mind wants to begin to think and you catch it wanting to begin to think, beep it. You will simply say, beep. By doing that, you have created an awareness to the mind that says, oh, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be quiet. That then makes the mind quiet down for a few minutes, and down the road a little bit, mind's going to start wandering again, and you're going to go, beep. That helps set that tone, and that trains your body to realize when you're going into a meditative state, that's what you're doing. This is my time of meditation. This is my quiet time. And at night, when you're beginning to go to sleep, and you want to have that quiet time and you want things to shut down so that you can actually go to sleep, what they're telling me to tell you is to do a breathing exercise where you're actually mentally thinking about your breath, that your breath is coming into your body and that your breath is going out of the body. And as you're doing that, that's going to help bring in that balance. It's going to help you be able to quiet the mind long enough to do that. I see that we have another caller. Patrick, go ahead. This is April. How can I help you?
Hi, April. How are you tonight?
I am spectacular. How about you?
I am fantastic.
Sounds great. What can I do for you?
I just had a little question that's been bothering me. I don't know if you could answer or not. I was wondering if you could tell me if my parents are my actual biological parents.
The immediate answer that I received is yes. Why are you questioning this?
Because of the way I've been treated and other things that are going on in my life.
Okay. I am hearing that yes, they are. Are they still present? Are they still on the earth plane, or have they passed?
One is, one isn't.
Okay, that's why I'm getting a split feeling then. Trying to figure out how to word what I'm hearing and what I'm feeling. There is the remote possibility that, and I don't want to say this and make it sound lighthearted, but there is the possibility that there's a milkman involved.
That would make perfect sense.
Okay. And that's what they're sharing with me, and I think there is confusion. Is your father the one that is still present?
No, he's the one that's gone.
Interesting. Okay. The energy of that, he must still be very strong in your space then. He must still be very strong coming around, because I can strongly feel him, and it feels like your mother's strength is not as strong.
Yeah, she totally changed after he went away.
Okay, okay.
She became a different evil person.
Kind of evil, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of that is the grief. Some of that is the hurt that she's feeling and feeling like he abandoned her. But it does feel like there is confusion. She may have even had confusion in this as to knowing whether or not, feels like she had an affair.
Huh.
And that it's kind of a confusion for her as well. That she can't honestly 100% say that she knows. I'm sorry that that's how the answer has to come in.
No, that's okay. That tells me a lot more than I knew before.
It just, you know, yes, you have the same biological parents, and I believe that your father was actually your father, but I believe your mother was not 100% faithful to him. And that even though she may have had like a one-night type of deal, a situation that got out of hand, and she became pregnant in that time window of time, that she's not really certain about it within her own mind, which is also creating some of the anger that you're feeling coming from her projecting out towards you because she doesn't know.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, that helps.
Okay. So, yes, your parents are, what they're telling me is, yes, your biological parents are your biological parents, but that your mother is still carrying some confusion with that. And I think it's even kind of created a confusion between the Spirit Connect signature that your father's having as he's communicating back through.
Okay, right.
Is the best way that I know how to relay that as to what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling.
I believe I understand.
Okay. Well, sorry I couldn't be a little bit more, but that's how they came in, and I got to share them how they give them to me.
No, that's good. Are there any words of wisdom before I go?
I was going to say that your father is telling me to tell you that you are on the right path, that you are doing what you've been called here to do, and that he's very proud of that.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, yes.
You just, as I said that, as you said, as I said that, and as you responded, absolutely all the hair on my body just went, so it's a very strong connection there for you.
Thank you, April.
All right, you have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks for your call. I want to go through a couple more of the emails, and then I know that there are a couple more messages that are going to want to come in. One of the callers that had called in a few programs back and asking about her heating situation, she says, thank you for your knowledge on how to help her get heat into her home. And I want to tell you, Pat, you're more than welcome. I just absolutely love being able to share the insight and the knowledge, not only as it comes to us through the program and through that, but then I can do research too, and I can know things from experiences of things that they've taught me as well. And I'm so happy I was able to share that with you. And I want to thank you too for, you know, your call and your questions and the times that you and I have communicated back and forth. I have one other one that came in, and this is a message from Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen, she's talking about starting a business based on, an online business based on spirituality, empowerment, and spiritual coaching, and looking for some direction, something about being able to do it in groups, individuals, and will she make money at it? The very first thing that I'm hearing is that you need to move forward with caution by looking deeper within the situation. There is some small details that you still need to work through. There's some small little things. It's kind of like those little straggly loose ends. What I'm actually seeing is that yarn, that it has the main core of the yarn, and then it's got all these little loose strings that hang off of it, and it makes these really cool scarves that people like. I'm seeing one of those, and they're saying you just kind of need to get all those loose ends brought in together. Don't jump into the boat quite yet because it's not quite time. You're still working on bringing all those little loose ends. So use caution while you're in that. Also, that this is going to be a very happy endeavor for you. This is going to be an endeavor that is going to bring you a lot of happiness. It's going to help you be able to share some gifts and some knowledge that you've gained with other people in a very positive way, in a very positive manner. Unfortunately, it's not going to be lucrative right off the bat. You're going to have to be able to get the right advertising out there. They're saying use wisdom when it comes to advertising. That's what's going to make or break this for you, is making yourself visible in a way that works. They're also saying you're going to want to consider doing conference calling. And I'm hearing something about conference calling, free conference calling, something like that. I know that I have come across a website that, and they're showing me the web. I'm seeing the word the web. And if you ask me through another email response to this to give you that, if you don't know already, there is something of using a free conference calling on the web that will work really strong for that. There's also someone who is on the other side, a loved one who is on the other side that has passed. They're wanting me to let you know that they are helping you, that they are helping put this into motion. They're going to help carry the message out forward for you. They're really kind of in there stirring the pot. They're in there in the mix. They're in there adding and helping and doing to help you have the ability to do this. I don't know if it's a mentor, but it's somebody who is on the other side who is helping you. You also have asked for their help, and they're saying it's time for you to receive it with grace and with gratitude. That you have, you're not moving forward out of selfishness, you're not moving forward out of greed, you're not moving forward out of personal gain. Yes, you need to make money at it because it's a business. That's a hard lesson for many of us who are in these kind of businesses to be able to put a handle on and be able to say, I have to do this. I'll have to admit there were years after working with clients, they would have to check out with my children because I just could not feel okay with that. But they've shown me over the years that that's how it is. It's called fair exchange. And they're saying that you're not doing it out of a greedy point or a greedy space within, that you want to actually share this gift with others. And because of that, there's going to be a real spin-off of blessing. It's really going to take off in a very positive manner. But unfortunately, you're not going to have the money right up front, right away, because of the fact I'm seeing building blocks going into place. You've got to advertise it. You've got to have the awareness. You've got to have a track record. You've got to have creating a website where you're going to have testimonials. You have to have somewhere where people can know a little bit more about what you're doing with confidence and with the knowledge that what you have to offer is sound and it is divinely given. There's just something along that line. If there's any more questions that you have from that, please email me that as well, and I'll be happy to go over that a little bit with you as well on off the air. I am receiving a message to give to somebody that says you can do whatever it is you set your mind to do. This is a message from somebody's father, he used to relay this message to you all the time when they were alive. And he's using these words and he's using these terms. You can do whatever you set in your mind to do. That's what I'm hearing. And he's being very precise. He's saying it very, very factfully, very matter-of-factly. This is how it is. This is what it is. He's wanting me to relay this message to you because he's telling me you're kind of feeling like you've been beaten up. You kind of feel like you've been pushed over, pushed down, shoved down, and that he's not there to give you those words of encouragement in physical form, so he's sending them through spiritually. He wants you to know that you do have the ability to do this, that he's just wanting me to tell you to believe in yourself and to know that as you believe in yourself, you're going to be able to come forward with this. I have another caller, Carol Ann. Go ahead, this is April.
Is someone from the other side trying to guide me into a different area in my life?
Okay, they're giving me a yes and a no answer. Yes, they are, and no, they aren't. They're just trying to nudge you. They're not necessarily trying to get, like, behind your back and push you that way. They're using some gentle nudging. Does that align with what you're feeling?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's see if we can get them to give us a little bit more clarity and a little bit more direction. They're saying they're not going to force you to do something. They're not going to force you to go into a different direction, but that it is actually within your higher good to go into a different direction, to make some changes, to make some switching. They're showing me an example of what was coming in last week, but on the other program on Monday, of that there are some people who have items like in a gift shop that somebody else has, or in a like a store, and they were telling them to remove those items because it's not in their best interest to be there. They're kind of showing me that as an example to share with you, that where you're at is not quite in your best interest, not quite in your higher good, your higher calling. So they're kind of giving you little bits of it almost feels like they're giving you little bits of information to get you thinking about moving to a different place.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Somewhat, yes, it does. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on, pretty much. That's all.
Okay. Do you want to ask? Do you want to ask any more questions on that, or are you just going to process that?
Well, I guess I'm going to process it. Do you know if it's a male or female that's trying to talk to me?
I'm actually feeling that it is very female energy. That it is very, but not a pushy female. I don't know what that means. She's not a pushy female energy, but she's giving you that nudging.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank
you.
You
have
so
a
much.
Wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I have a Charles that's coming in, and he is wanting me to tell his loved ones to ask for lab results because that's going to give you some new insight and new answers for something that you're trying to find out. I believe you're actually trying to do some exploration into why he passed, and he's saying if you go and ask for lab results, that you're going to be able to find that there. You're going to need somebody who was an executor or somebody who was connected with his will to help you be able to get this information because of the legalities of it, some of the information that's going to come in through that. I have two angels. They're huge. These angels are just, they have like taken me right out of the room here, and they're showing me themselves around a group of children. They're showing me that they are around the children. They're showing me a group of children, but they're saying we are with the children. And they're saying that they are with the children, with these young people, because of the mother's prayers that they have heard. What I'm picking up on this is that a lot of parents and a lot of mothers are very concerned about the health issues that could be going on in the schools, about some violence that could be going on in the environment around the children in schools and in public out and about and around. And it feels like there's been an awareness in a community of a child that has been kidnapped and had actually lost their life through this action happening. So there's all these different prayers of all these different mothers through all the different places within the world. And they're showing me that through the prayers of the mother that they are coming in, and these children are beginning to really have a very strong angelic protection, a very strong angelic energy presence around them of protecting them from illnesses, of protecting them from diseases, of protecting them from ill behaviors of others. I'm also seeing that there's a mother who has offered a prayer of this because of an abusive situation that this child has been exposed to within their own home. Those kind of prayers are what these angels are showing me, that they're coming in, and they're showing huge energy, just absolutely huge energy coming in and being around these children, protecting these loved ones and protecting these children. So, as mothers and as fathers, I want to encourage you to continue to do the prayers, to continue to cover them with the love and light, guiding type of prayers that you're using as you're communicating with the angelics to bring in that type of protection and that type of divine source care. Someone has asked the question, how do you diffuse the situation that they're in? They're telling me love unconditionally. The only way you're going to be able to do this is to go in there with that unconditional love, bringing in that love that comes from wisdom, that comes from with the ancients and the ancestors. This is old stuff. What you're dealing with is very old stuff. The things that need to be diffused, I want to say, could probably go back even as far as like the early 1900s, that this is old, old stuff, old, old energy that's coming forward in a place where you're at. And they're wanting me to let you know that the best way to do it is going to be the wisdom of the ancients and listen to that wisdom and follow that with unconditional love. I have a sister that's on the other side that is saying, believe you, that you know her as Sissy, the name Sissy I'm hearing. She's wanting you, she's coming through, remember not everyone hears things the same way. Remember not everybody hears things the same way. As she's saying that, I'm remembering what we did in our class on Monday night on, a development class that I do that is online and is, we have a group that comes here. Everybody took, for example, the Cinderella story, and everybody told that Cinderella story, how they remembered it, how it felt to them. And I'm feeling that's what she's trying to convey, is not everything, and everybody's going to come up with something that's well-known, that's well-rounded, and the message of it being the same. She's saying, listen to your sissy, not everybody hears things the same. So that's basically the best way I know how to use it as an example, is if I took a story and I were to say, you know, this is how it was, and then the person next to me were to relay the story, and then the next person were to relay the story, it's not always going to be the same. There's going to be some big differences there, no matter how we look at it. And that's what she's trying to convey across to you, is that not everybody picks things up, says things, or hears things the same. And this is something that I believe is going on as your family is in the healing process of your sister's passing. That she is wanting you to be aware of the fact that not everybody is hearing things exactly the same, and not everybody is responding and reacting to her death the same. And that that's okay. That that's really quite okay. Somebody is concerned about their spouse. I'm not sure if you're concerned about your spouse because of a behavior that they may be having or if they're infidelity. But the message that I'm hearing coming across from you is don't be, it's all going to work out, that it just needs time. It's just not quite in divine order for it to be where you feel it should be. It feels like your spouse is actually not at home with you. It feels like they may be on a business trip, they may be traveling, they may be away. That give it time, it's all going to work out, everything's going to be fine. You don't have to worry about their behavior. Know that even if their behavior has not been the best, that love and the compassion and the union that you have in your marriage is what's going to hold it together. It's what's going to knit you together. It's going to keep everything strong. And something about the children, that the power of the love of the children is going to help with the situation as well. Somebody's got a legal decision that they're attempting to do. I'm hearing something about a legal situation that's going on, and they're saying for me to let you know that this legal situation is going to take about another 12 months. That once it's finally done, everything will be done. It'll be signed, sealed, delivered, and done exactly how you are working at it being done. You're on the right step. You're on the right process. You're in the right place. But they're saying that you're going to need about another 12 months before it comes to the fullness of that decision, to that fullness of that, the completion of it. The best words that I can give you and the words that I'm hearing coming across is patience, 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 patience. Having the patience to endure your way through this, knowing that it's going to be okay, but that it's going to require patience to get to where you need to be in it. I'm hearing somebody by the name of Clark. Clark, Clark. I'm hearing like a Clark, 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 Clark name coming through. And this name is talking about getting it together. That you don't, if you don't get things together, if you don't get things drawn together, that there's going to be a price to pay. That there's going to be something that is not going to be real favorable and real, get it together. I'm just hearing they're saying, don't explain it, just tell them, get it together. Just tell them, get the information together, get your stuff together, because you need to, get it together. They're not expanding. They're not expounding it at all. They're just simply saying, get it together. bring it together, know that what's going on, bring it together, get it together, get it together, get it together. And I'm hearing that over and over and over. I also received a message from a woman named Denise, and she's wondering what's going on. Everywhere she goes, it just feels like everything is kind of blowing up. In the message that she sent me, she stated that when she was even by the light bulbs in her house, that the bulbs have popped. As she was doing some essential oils in her oil diffuser, it popped. Different things like that. They're wanting me to tell you, number one, that the physical conditions of things around you, be aware of it, that those physical conditions sometimes will create what appears to be a really strange thing happening in your environment. Then the other thing that they're sharing with me to tell you is to amp it down, to take that energy flow that you have and the energy that you're working with, and that you need to amp it down, bring it down a notch. One of the ways they're showing me that is they're standing here and they're giving me this message. I have a couple of them standing in front of me, and they have their hands out, palm face up, in front of them, kind of like their elbows are kind of locked at their sides and their palms are faced up. And then they're taking their fingers and they're bringing their fingers back to the palm of the hand and they're tapping it. And that's a symbol and a sign that they give me a lot of times when I'm teaching people how to use and work with the energy within their hands. They'll say, tap it down, bring it down, amp it down. Like if you're done doing healing work and you don't want to be picking up the energies around you, or you don't want to, like if you're out in a shopping mall and you don't want to pick up the energy that somebody else has left imprinted somewhere, they'll say amp it down, close it down. And that's the same symbolism that they're giving me to give to you. Check your physical environment and make sure that everything is okay with that. You may want to actually have your husband check some of the electrical situations in your house. It kind of almost seems like you might be having a little bit of some power surges going on. And also, once you've got the physical things into an awareness and into alignment, amp it down. Bring it in. Bring it down. Slow it down a little bit. I believe that you had even expressed in there that it appears that you're noticing some physical things that are affecting you as well, such as not feeling well, and that feels like it's some of that high frequency that you're holding and you're holding on within your body, and they're wanting me to express to you, amp it down, amp it down. I can see that we're getting towards the top of the hour again, and I will finish, Denise, answering your email on the email and getting you more insight into this as we go into the end of the program here, and I don't have time to give you all of the information that they're giving me, so I will send you an email on that. And if you would like to email me, please feel free to email me at april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. And do know that if you go into whitewolfapril.com, you can find out about some of the classes and some of the sessions that we do offer. Well, as we are, once again, this time has just gone so fast and has just passed so fast. And I appreciate the calls and the emails and everything. And I want to say, until we're together again in a couple of days, may your days and your life be blessed with love, light, and healing. Until then, be blessed.